Latitude Broadcasting presents The Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
The Mr.
Babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I am your host here with the Mr. and the Mrs., along with our two special guests.
Hello.
Again. I'm still going to go with Nephew 1 and 2. If they want to introduce themselves, they can. We got Nephew number 1 over here in the Duke for people on Periscope can see, and Nephew number 2 over here with the Black Panther hat. Because, what is that, Under Armour, right? Yeah, I don't know.
Should you say
fashion
Black Panther
today? So. I don't know fashion today, so I don't know what that is.
Oh, we know you don't know fashion.
I don't.
No, it's Under Armour. You're good.
Is it Under Armour?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Welcome, everybody, on Periscope. It's going to be New Year's here next.
Is it New Year's?
It'll be this coming Monday. Sunday, actually. But anyways, I want to ask our guest here, what are your guys' plans for New Year's?
Well, first of all, can you say who your names are?
They don't have to say
or
names.
Can you, your initial?
Initial?
Do we get anything?
I'll just say it. I'm Kieran.
Right.
Nephew 1 is Kieran.
All right.
Oh, the secret's out.
Listen, you don't have to say your name.
And he is Nephew 1 in so many ways.
Oh, Lord. Really? Really? Wow, there's favoritism right there for you.
What? He's the firstborn.
All right. Okay. Anyway, because
last... And he's the first one to
listen,
talk, so...
Last week, we didn't hear him talk until about 15 minutes into the show, so we'll put him on the spot.
Nephew number 2?
Yeah.
Come on, you can do it.
You got to say something.
Hi.
Ah, there we go. All right. He said something.
More than I was expecting.
Hey, it took him 15 minutes last time to say hi last time, so that's good. Anyways, so let's go on into the show real quick here. Segment number 1. Let's go into funny family moments. I mean, we're just coming off of Christmas.
And well, hold on a second before we go in, Father. Welcome all our Periscopians to
the show. I said that. I already said
that.
I said welcome to Periscope.
You know, I'll follow along while Steven's hosting the show today.
You don't need to follow along. That's the other show that we do. Anyway, so segment number 1, funny family moments of the week.
I think, Kieran, you want to go first this week?
I can't really think of one right now.
What?
Yeah.
We just talked about them yesterday. Oh,
I
nice.
Forget.
Okay. We're shrugging as though people can hear that on the radio. Aiden, how about you?
I don't know.
There's nothing funny. So considering all of the funny times we've had in the family since Christmas.
You mean like the drawful incident?
Sure, we can use our family game night.
Okay. So we were playing a game on the TV where we all use like an iPad or our cell phone, and we had to draw a picture, and guess what it was? And our aunt couldn't figure out how to use the iPad. So because she's from Philadelphia, she's just cursing at everything, basically.
What?
She's like...
She gets angry.
Yeah.
Ah.
Gets angry. Yeah.
Because she's from Philly.
Yeah, she's special.
So, yes. She definitely was not amused, but I think the rest of us were.
I'm just amused by the
story. Well, listen, me and Melissa got her a shirt that says, "I'm not angry, I'm from Philly," for Christmas.
It's now her favorite shirt ever.
I like that shirt. That sounds...
Which is 100% her.
Yes, that is 100% her. So what's your funny family moment, honey?
Aiden. we ruined the surprise. That's your name now.
I already said Aiden.
All right. Funny family moment. I don't know which one here. Has any of it been fun this week? I mean, it's been...
Christmas? Not fun?
Christmas was fun, yeah. Probably was Christmas morning when we came over, because kids didn't wait for us to... they did wait for us to get... Can I finish my sentence before everybody bites my head off? So wow. We came over. They didn't open their presents yet. They were waiting for us. We get over. We've been up, went to midnight mass, stuff like that. So we hadn't had much sleep. We come over. They open everything. Our niece, she opens hers, and it's a RV for some animal.
Doll. It's for her doll, Ginger. Okay.
Ginger. Doll. Yeah, it's a doll. It's a horse. Okay.
No. And, it's for the doll, not the that was horse. No.
Okay. Well, whatever.
A horse an RV for Uncle Chase.
As an uncle, you should be able to connect all of these items.
This is why I don't share funny family moments, because usually my wife interrupts me before I even finish. So please go ahead.
No, it's your funny family moment. I was just correcting what the gift was.
I would have corrected it. Just can I get through the story?
Please.
So anyway, before I was interrupted, we got RV for her dog, okay? The dog is as big as number two over here. He could probably live in the RV. So she looks and she's like, ooh, next year you can buy me a Jeep to go with it, because there's a Jeep that goes with the dog.
It has a tow hitch. It has a hitch.
A tow hitch?
Yes, that you can attach to the RV.
And then the next one is number one over here, because, as my beautiful wife just said, he is number one, I guess. He opens a box. He opens his gift, and it's a eye arm.
Excuse me, a what?
He opens in the box is an eye arm.
What about the process, bro?
That. Are you wanting to speak? Or you want to? So he opens the box, but he opens the package, and it's an eye arm on the box. That you can basically put an iPad on your arm or do different things. It was a prank box. So inside of that was what? Which one? I thought it was the gift for all three of you.
No.
No, what was inside of it? You remember?
I can't remember which one was inside the box.
Oh, it was
It was the white socks.
The white
throwback
socks.
Vintage.
Oh, yeah. Wait,
you guys got tubes.
So we put the white
socks. That's why I'm here, is because I have recall. Yes.
Really? Really? You didn't remember until I just got you there. So the white socks jersey was inside the eye arm. So he wanted really the eye arm, I think, more than the jersey.
That's not true.
And then who opened the blankie?
Blankies.
Yeah. Did you open the blankies or do you open the blankies?
Number two.
I thought
was it
the
made?
Sister did. Yes. Okay.
Little one. Sorry. So anyway, then the third one, she opened a blankies. It is a Snuggie for eight people.
For up to eight people.
I thought it was seven.
Seven or eight. Whatever. Seven or eight. Whatever. Detail. It wasn't real. It was a prank box. All right. So... That had to be the funniest family moment, is watching them open it. Then her mother, we got what was inside her box.
The thing for her. It wasn't at the dot.
Yeah, it was the Echo Dot. So we got our Echo Dot. We put it inside of a bacon flavored sheets.
Dryer sheets.
Thank you.
Dryer sheets.
Yeah, bacon flavored dryer sheets. Her mother actually opened a unwrapped it and put it to the side. She thought it was really dry.
She thought it was real.
Are you? Go ahead.
She's just agreeing with what you're saying, man. It's really over.
So bacon flavored dryer sheets is what, and her face was just priceless with that. But that was probably the three funniest moments.
Bacon flavored dryer sheets.
So I think Aiden wants to talk about the Brussels sprout.
Oh, actually, there's one more.
What's the other one?
My beautiful wife. I finally got her animal for Christmas. I did. I got her Christmas present animal. I bought her Hammy 2. It's a hamster in the wheel.
Oh, no.
That goes around and around. Battery I meant to operated. Bring it today. It's battery operated.
I know the one you're talking about.
So I bought that. She's finally got an animal in the house. For all those periscopians that can't stand me because I'm a meanie head, I bought my wife a pet. So be happy.
Battery operated
pet. Hey, it's still a hamster.
It's a hamster. And she runs around and around. Yes. You know what she said? I'm going to put it beside your bed every night you go to sleep. I said, great.
I haven't, though.
No, you won't.
Okay, so Aiden, anyway. Do you want to talk about the Brussels sprout?
Oh, gosh, that was great.
Is this you talking?
I mean, dead air is great and all, but, you know.
Not only.
So you probably have to tell the pre-story,
Do you want to share, or you want your brother to share it? All right, go ahead.
Okay.
For those who don't have, eyes on radio, nephew number one over here is going to share it.
So the first gift I got from my aunt and uncle was a ball with two eyes and I think a mouth.
A mouth and a crown and two little hands.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be a Brussels sprout because I had gotten one for Halloween from a witch. And,
Did you tell them why you got it, though?
Oh, I gave a funny look to the witch.
He mocked the witch.
Hey, look, you got to learn that early in life. You don't mock witches, okay? Things happen when you mock them.
But, so I unwrap it, and it's just one sheet of paper on top of another sheet of paper. So it's just a little bit smaller, but still a big ball. I unwrap it again. There's like a tiny little dreidel, I think. And then I unwrap the next layer. And the next layer, I get like a joke. And then like a little bottle cap.
I keep on going. The paper crowns.
The paper crowns that everyone started putting on. And I kept on going. I get to the middle. I get to the last sheet of paper. I unroll it, and there's nothing in the middle.
I think it was the fact it was a Brussels sprout was what had Aiden laughing about it. Is that right, Aiden? You need to speak. Nobody can see you nod your head.
Say yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on. You can do it. We're going to get you to speak before the show's over. We promise. All right, Mrs. What is your funny family moment of the week?
I think our niece has taken to saying true fact. So she'll make a statement and then she'll say true fact.
True. I'm trying to figure out where she got it from.
Well, okay, let's break this down for a second. True fact. Is it true and a fact, or is it fact and true? Like, what is it?
So, well, for instance, the mister and I went with my parents and our niece to Pike Soda Shop for dinner. Okay. And she wanted a milkshake. And so I had said, do you want to get a bigger milkshake and you can share it with your brothers?
Okay.
And with your brother. And she said, Kieran doesn't like milkshakes. True fact. And I was like, true fact. My brother does not like milkshakes. So, but she's taken to using that as like a declarative. And it's funny. And I just try to figure out where she's storing all these true facts from. It's like truefact.com. Kieran does not like milkshakes.
Can we make like a like an opposite of that, like false fact or something? Like, can we just? I just feel like this is a trend that needs to keep going.
True lie.
Yeah, true lie. Like, what does that mean? That would be great.
But it's funny because she's very proud of herself too. True fact. True fact.
Wow. Well, good job. I'm glad she's gonna start a trend now. True fact.
True fact.
It's gonna be trending on Twitter by the end of the day. So. All right, well, that was funny family moments of the week. I'm going to pass it over to the mister here for family advice.
Oh, we're doing family advice this week?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't we do that last week?
We did.
We did.
We did, because we had the great advice from Aiden around what to do with your family. Wait, just wait it out.
Just wait it out.
Is that what you did this time,
and
Aiden?
Boy, we waited it out. I'll tell you, that storm hit hard. It's like a Category 5.
Category 5.
Oh, my goodness. So what's our advice this week, my love?
Well, first of all, since it's New Year's, how to enjoy New Year's Eve at home, your family.
Okay.
Mm. How to enjoy New Year's Eve, your family. Our intern has to fix that mic, by the way. So the article says, planning food and drinks for the night. That's absolutely true. Make a homemade meal.
Okay.
Make fun snacks and desserts. Definitely do that, because I remember last time we did family is New Year's, we ended up watching Sanford and Son for New Year's Christmas, for New Year's
That's
Eve.
Because the hey, New Year's not? Shows on TV because were so show, horrible.
That's what I was getting ready to say. The shows were so bad. We turned on Sanford and Son, dude. I mean, it was just
not
so bad.
I feel that that's great. Pitbull's New Year's Eve.
Oh.
All three of them was so bad. I mean, yeah. Even the kids were like, oh.
I'm not looking forward to what is it, what's her name?
Jenny McCarthy.
Anderson Cooper and Kathy Lee Gifford.
My goodness.
Yeah. Another one is make some holiday drinks for, yeah, which is fun. Having fun throughout the night. Have a family game night. I think that's probably what we end up doing.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Have a movie night. Create a New Year's Eve photo booth. No, we're not doing that. Play dress up, not happening. Make countdown bags to open every hour.
Countdown bags for every hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of creative. I like that.
Yeah. Like craft kits, candy, different things.
So for how many hours do you need these bags for? So from like 6 to midnight, 8
whenever
to midnight, 9 to midnight,
whatever you
10 a.m. to midnight.
That'd be a lot, guess, 6 to midnight.
I guess for whenever people come over, Miss Technique. Just whenever they come over.
Wait, can you say that again, Miss what?
Make your own New Year's Eve decorations.
Okay.
Aiden can do that. Celebrating the New Year. Reflect on the past year, make resolutions together.
All
right. That's nice. Didn't we talk about at Thanksgiving that family that had that they wrote down every year, and they had all those volumes of things they were thankful for?
Right. And last but not least, mm-hmm. sing and make toast and celebrate.
Make toast. Is it like white bread, wheat bread,
make toast.
Rye bread?
Yes, make rye bread. That's right.
Really, you got to be that person. You know what it means.
She always has to be.
I do have to be that person.
Everybody on
That's
this
my role.
This
what kind of
is.
Toast?
That is my role. The Rock said, "Know your role." All
right. So, what's let's go around the table real fast. So, you two share some thoughts on New Year's. How do you want to spend your New Year's?
I'd just say plan ahead. Don't go unprepared for New Year's, because, like, you'll just get bored watching the New Year's Eve party in New York.
So are you planning ahead now?
Not yet.
You're smart. He's waiting to New Year's Eve.
The eve of New Year's Eve.
Plan ahead.
So Friday.
He'll wait until about 12 o'clock afternoon.
So
this is what I'm doing tonight.
What is your ideal New Year's Eve?
Don't say wait it out, because it'll be 2017.
Actually, that might be perfect.
Hold on. I want to hear Kieran's idea of a good New Year's Eve.
The one that I agree with from before was... Family game night.
Game
family
night.
Naps?
That's what I thought.
I thought you said family kid nap.
I think your parents might like naps.
Game nap might be great, or family nap.
Game nap?
Yeah, game family nap. Game night. Okay. So you're thinking drawful.
Fibbage.
Some fibbage. Maybe lies again. That was fun. Yeah.
So what about you, mm-hmm. number two over eight?
Pillows all over the floor so people can sit places.
Pillows all over the floor so people can sit. I only know of three people in that house that would be sitting on the floor. I know one person that it will help a lot. That was him. So that, how does that help everybody else?
So that everyone can have places to sit, okay. So that I can sit on the couch.
Well, that's his so real motive revealed.
That's so generous. Have all the older people sit on the floor and the young kids sit on the couch. That's great.
I got to keep you guys on the toes, you know?
And what else besides pillows works for you?
Do you have anything else?
As Kieran said, we'll play a game.
All right. What
play
is
games. That? Any what, favorite food? What? Just popcorn?
Milk.
Popcorn and milk.
Popcorn and milk. What is, hey, what is your favorite, what would be your favorite way to spend New Year's? Go ahead. I can't wait to hear it.
Watching YouTube in my bed.
What specifically on YouTube?
Anything that pops up on.
Trending?
What you should watch.
All right.
Really? So, yeah. You take YouTube's recommendations for what to watch? That's frightening.
Yeah, that's bold.
I hope parental controls are set.
People do it, though.
So.
Do you have any?
Do I have any? Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, that was a great list of things. I think I like to have good music. And then I'm really disappointed in these New Year's Eve shows the past few years. They've been pretty lame and not very family friendly either. And I really, you know, in the ones that are family friendly, I can't take. Right? Nickelodeon's New Year's Eve is blah. So I would really like to have, you know, a playlist of music for us to listen to when we're done playing games or while we're playing games. And then maybe we can ask Google Home or Alexa to help us count down at midnight so we can be all tech, use our tech.
Maybe they can go at the same time.
Maybe. Maybe it can be, you know, okay, Google, count down to New Year's.
That'd be kind of cool.
We'll have to try that this year with Alexa. We didn't last year because we weren't home, but I think we'll have to try that this year and see if there's a countdown feature. But that's it. And then family. I just like hanging out with everybody. So
do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Like when we hang out, play games together, and just kind of relax. It's nice. So the New Year's going to bring a lot of, you know, brings a lot of change and a lot of things that you need to do once you get back to work and school and everything. So you should enjoy those last moments of the holidays before they're over.
Right, and we'll probably do drone racing.
With what other drone?
I don't know. We'll outrun the kids.
You're going to go to the park and are you going to take your drone to the park and try to, I'll bet you $5 my drone can race across the park faster than yours?
No, I was saying we can outrun these two.
Are you going to send them yesterday. You're going to send them to run in the park and you're going to try to chase them with the drone?
Yes, that's what I told them the other day.
Until the police officer walks up and asks you what you're doing.
Sir, what are you doing? Oh, just getting the kids some exercise.
Why are you following those kids with your drone?
Well, you see, they say they want to go to the park and do Pokemon.
They're so my nephews. Right. I can see how this would go. They're my nephews. Boys, is this your uncle? Nope.
We just met him tonight. He wanted to play with the drones.
That's not what they told me when I picked up in my white van.
Okay. This has devolved.
No.
Anyways, I think we can, you know, we should wish our Periscope of fans and our listeners a very happy new year.
Yeah.
You got anything else there, host?
Not really. I'm ready to.
All right. As always, we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting. We put attitude in broadcasting.
Broadcasting with an attitude.
Stop.
Broadcasting. Anyways, guys, thank you for joining us on the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Everyone on Periscope, please stay tuned. We will be back right after this. For everyone else, you can catch us on the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com. Look us up on Facebook and also follow us on Twitter.
What's wrong with being confident? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? It's time to get